Shalom Avracha, we are continuing to appreciate the amazing world that Hashem created for us. Not only the sun that gives us light and energy, but the atmosphere that Hashem created that makes it possible for life in this world. And Dovid HaMelech describes it as HaMekora B'mayim Al Yosef. Hashem put it like a roof above the top of our atmosphere made out of water. Hasam ovi ruchuvai, made clouds like his chariot, that the koichos of Hashem go through the clouds. Mahalech al kanfei ruach, and he goes on the winds. He mentions three things over here: the water in the sky, the clouds, and the winds. We think of it, these are very important factors that make the atmosphere what it is, what makes it possible for life on this world. The water element in the atmosphere contributes tremendously to the stability of the temperature. It absorbs the heat of the sun, and with that makes it possible for us to have a temperature that we can live by. Another thing the water in the air does is combines into clouds, which bring life onto earth by the rain that comes from them. Clouds also have an effect on preventing too much heat coming into the earth, being a block of the heat. And Kanfei Ruach also, the winds contribute to the fact that they bring the clouds and the moisture from one place to the next, so it should be in the places that is necessary. It also is very important for the distribution of heat around the earth. If we wouldn't have winds, there would be certain parts of the world that would be freezing. The north and south poles and the center would be extremely hot constantly, even much more than it is today. The world would be much less livable. So this is things we don't so much pay attention to. But everything was precisely set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we should have the proper temperature in our world, the atmosphere that we can live in, we can breathe in, we can grow in, protected from dangerous things outside of the atmosphere. We don't even look at these things, know about them, but it's important for us to appreciate that Hashem took into Cheshbon, without us even thinking about it, and many of us without even knowing about it, the wonders that go into making up the atmosphere, which is one of the, in some ways, unique atmosphere of the planets all around us, so that we could live and be the Mesholos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is something to think about, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account so much without us thinking about it, number one, we should start thinking about it and appreciate it and realize that Hashem made a very complex system. In some ways it's very amazing, because in some ways it's very complex, in some ways it's simple. Water, in very ways, seems to be a very simple molecule, hydrogen and oxygen. But Levaisa, it serves so many purposes. We just mentioned a few of them. Without them, life would not be able to exist. We ourselves are primarily made up of water, which we will not go into right now. But the bottom line is, as we're saying, appreciate the humidity, the water in the air that Hashem set up to make the atmosphere, to make the temperature right for human life in this world. The clouds, their part that Hashem set up with His Chochmah, they suspended to the point that they have the right amount of liquid in them to come down to bring life to the earth over here with the water that comes down. And the winds that we have constantly. Mashiva Ruach Moyed HaGeshem. That's what we're saying in every Shemon Esrei. When we say it, think for a second. Mashiva Ruach Moyed HaGeshem. Everything is precisely designed in a fashion that we can benefit from it. Then we think into the challenges of our day-to-day life. We have to realize that the appreciation, the tremendous chasodim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the tremendous design of the universe, and specifically our world, our earth, our atmosphere, that was precisely precision made for our needs, so too everything that happens in life is that way. And with that, we'll have the ability to face the challenges and realize there's no challenge that comes in our life which is impossible. Because just like everything was set up by Hashem, so too were these challenges set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem, we use it to mechazik ourselves, mechazik those around us, stay as much as we can in good spirits, and appreciate Bochi Nafshi Hashem from the depths of our essence, of our beings, of our neshamas, of our hearts. Feel how much thankful we have to be to Hashem. That will give us the strength to go through the challenges of life.